We're talking about Las Vegas now. You've been following this story, I suppose, and it's not surprising maybe to know that some of the people are going to sue MGM because they were shot, they were injured in that shooting last fall. Turns out now, as a legal maneuver, MGM is suing the victims, saying that we can't be held liable. There's legislation that says that if a venue adheres to certain protocols, then they cannot be held liable when there's an act of terrorism. You can't sue somebody because they couldn't have done anything about it. And that's actually been codified. So is that applicable or not? Either way, a lot of us don't like the idea that the MGM would sue the victims anyway. But I think also important here is to ask yourself, is MGM liable anyway? Should they be held in some way financially responsible for the injuries that these people received? One of the attorneys representing some of the victims is Robert Eglett of Eglett Law, and he joins us on WGN. Robert, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for inviting me.
Are you out of Las Vegas? Is that where you are from?
Yes, I'm in Las Vegas.
How many of the victims do you represent?
About 1,000.
Is this class action then? Is that what that is?
No. There's no class action in this circumstance, against MGM. In fact, the people that the MGM have sued, the class action isn't appropriate in this case, but it's not legally sound to bring a class action. If anybody tried, it'd likely be dismissed because everybody's damages is different. But the they have now filed lawsuits in federal court in 8 different jurisdictions, suing 2,000 people. None of those people have a pending lawsuit against them. They're dragging them into litigation. Many of those people who may never file lawsuits, you know, more than 50% of the people in the United States who are killed or injured as a result of negligence or wrongdoing of another person do not ever file a lawsuit.
Well, then how do they get the names of these people, I wonder? I mean, they're on the list for some.
They attended the concert.
I know that, but I mean, there's no. I attended the concert. Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't injured, but how do you know that? How did MGM even know to find the names of these people and sue them?
I have no idea how they found it. I'm sure they're cooperating with some of the people, other people, maybe the concert promoter, but. These people do not have pending lawsuits. None of them do. In fact, there's one lawsuit that's been filed in Las Vegas by me and a couple of attorneys that involves about 6 or 8 clients, and there's 3 or 4 clients. And there's 4 cases in LA that involve 4 individual clients. That is the only lawsuits that are pending. The statute of limitations on this case doesn't run for over another year. And so what's happened, you have all these victims who are, many of them are, you know, still grieving their loved ones who were killed or dealing with their own injuries after being shot or trampled or whatever the case may be. Some of these injuries are incredibly significant. We have paraplegics, we have brain injuries, we have people who are permanently injured and can't work anymore. They're trying to deal with their medical issues. And so now stacked on top of that, they're going to have go out and hire attorneys. And because many of these people they sued aren't even represented by counsel, they're going to have to go out and hire an attorney to defend themselves in these cases. So it's just ludicrous what they're doing.
I understand that they want to protect themselves financially. None of us like the optics of it, but the way you describe it, it would seem to me like if I suffered injuries, if I can't work, if I have medical expenses, I'm just trying to figure out who should pay those, and is it right to expect the hotel and or MGM as a corporation, is it reasonable to expect them to bear that cost?
Well, if the evidence establishes, and we believe the evidence is extremely strong right now, and no discoveries have even been started yet, that MGM's security was woefully deficient, and it was their negligence that allowed Stephen Paddock to, you know, bring all of these weapons with the assistance of MGM employees up to his room, you know, assault weapons and thousands of rounds of ammunition, over 20 some odd guns and in large suitcases, and given the time and the ability to set up this, you know, basically mass shooting arsenal he had up there, lock doors, you know, put locks on doors that are not hotel locks. He came, put locks on doors to the stairwells. He put cameras in the hallway, put cameras on the room service carts. He wouldn't let people in the room to see what was going on, broke out a window of the hotel, and no alarm went off or anything. And yet, where was security? What were they doing? What were they looking at? Why didn't the red flags go off? I mean, it's just item after item. And so we believe there's a strong case of liability on the part of MGM in this case. However, the point is they're suing these people improperly. This is procedurally defective, what they're doing. These are frivolous lawsuits they're bringing, and they will be dismissed because they're procedurally defective. But these people are, you know, you're pouring gasoline on the fire of their pain and suffering and emotional distress they're already suffering with from, you know, this incident only happened 9 months ago.
I understand that, Robert.
And that's what they're doing here. And so they're just, I mean, they're victimizing the victims again.
I get that. Help me understand this, though. Their suit is not to try and recover any damages. They're simply trying
that
to...
That doesn't make any difference. Okay. There's lots of suits that are not for recovering damages, but you still have to hire an attorney.
Yeah.
And when you're named as a defendant, period, once you're named as a defendant in a lawsuit, that goes on your credit reports, that goes on your ability to get financing for homes and cars and everything else, that you're simply named. So it causes people problems, and they have to spend money on attorneys to defend them in these
Why
cases.
Why do you think they did this then? I mean, I get that.
They did this because they're playing jurisdictional games. They're trying to force a case where the jurisdiction for this case is in state court in Nevada. They're trying to force it into federal court improperly, without the right legal authority, and they know this. These are smart lawyers on the other side. They know what they're doing is absolutely frivolous and uncalled for. First of all, it's premature. It's a defense. It's an affirmative defense to a case when people start bringing it. It's not something you can sue. Legally, you can't sue in another case for just an affirmative defense, which is what they're doing here. So, And it's meant to intimidate these potential claimants, and it's having an effect. We've had clients who've called and are having real doubts about whether they want to proceed at all against the MGM because they're now fearful of whatever countersuits are going to come against them, and you know, it's a big corporation. It's scaring people, and
yeah.
So it's an intimidation factor on their part, and it's really atrocious what they're doing.
I think it's
they ought to be ashamed of themselves, quite frankly.
Well,
they ought to be ashamed of themselves.
I think a lot of us are surprised, knowing how this is playing out, that they played it this way. I don't know what they can do to sort of insulate themselves from more expenses than are reasonable or necessary or than they want to pay. I mean, I understand their interest in minimizing their loss, but this is going to hurt them in the long run. If you're going to Las Vegas tomorrow, do you want to stay at MGM or do you want to stay at somebody else's place?
People should be boycotting MGM as a result of this because these are customers. Most of these people were guests at their hotels for this concert,
okay.
And now they're doing this to these customers. And I'll tell you what is really atrocious about this. I grew up in this city, lived here my whole life. I went out of my way to help MGM and Mandalay Bay after this happened. A bunch of lawyers from out of state came in and filed some lawsuits here right away, and they filed some down in L.A. And I went around the country and met with all of these lawyers and got them to dismiss their cases and explain to them, look, this is not the right time. We have a 2-year statute of limitations. We have plenty of time. Our city is suffering.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be filing lawsuits right now. And I said, the Mandalay Bay and MGM is suffering financially, and they're the biggest employer in our state. They lost all their convention shows for the rest of 2017 as a result of this. So I said, we need to back off. Let the Mandalay Bay and the MGM recover. Let the police do their investigation. Let the FBI do their investigation. I got all those lawsuits dismissed to calm everybody down and let the MGM recover. And then they turn around and do this to these people. It is atrocious.
Robert Eglett's on a phone line. He's the attorney from Eglett Law in Las Vegas, who's representing, what did you say, a couple thousand people?
About a thousand people, yeah.
I think, though, we just need to revisit one last time the responsibility of the hotel. Everything you say, I think we're
hotels. If the hotel was negligent in their security, and we believe the evidence is overwhelming,
how do
they
know
were,
what's in those boxes and suitcases? I've gone to hotels; okay. They don't look in.
You
my
don't
suitcase.
Have to have specific notice. You have to have notice that something is askew. Okay, and here's the thing: less than 3 years before this, they had another guest in their hotel up on the near the same floor with the same view who brought some assault weapons up there. One of them was set up in such a fashion it was pointing out the window like he was going to be a sniper on the strip. Okay, fortunately, a hotel maid or something saw that, reported it. The police and the FBI responded. He was charged. He's in federal prison now. So they were clearly on notice 3 years prior to this that this could happen, that somebody could bring guns up to these hotel rooms and from a high-story window act as a sniper and shoot people on the strip or whatever the case will be. And they took no precautions after that whatsoever to mitigate those circumstances. They have got to accept some liability. Other hotels on the Strip, like the Wynn property, for example, took extraordinary measures, or appropriate measures, I should say, once Homeland Security started notifying the hotel owners and law enforcement here as early as 2016 that Las Vegas was a soft target. There was chatter on the internet that terrorists were trying to encourage people to target people in Las Vegas in this very type of attack. They were on notice of that. They took measures to prevent that kind of thing. The MGM did nothing.
Last question. Is it possible that a wave of suits against MGM would bankrupt them or would ruin them?
No. First of all, there's enormous amounts and layers of insurance involved. In fact, and likely they have active shooter insurance. Most of the hotel casinos now do. So there's multiple levels and layers of insurance. They're well protected. Nobody's going to be bankrupt over this.
Does terrorism play into this at all? Is that going to be an issue?
This was not a terrorist act. This was not a terrorist act, as terrorism is defined in our country. It was one lone gunman, crazed gunman, that carried this out. There's been no evidence that he had any ties to any terrorist groups or was recruited by any terrorist groups or had any communication over the internet or anywhere else. There's just no evidence of that. So it's not a terrorist act.
Well, I wish you luck. This is a terrible postscript to a terrible story, and I think all of us really have a bad taste in our mouth about this. It just seems so unseemly that the two sides are now fighting each other in court, particularly since it seems like they're firing the first salvo. That just
they are. I mean, we didn't start this. You know, we tried to work with him and say, look, you know, we've got this one suit pending that we had to file for reasons related to the clients, but we would like to work with you. I've met with the defense attorneys in this case. We'd like to work with you and schedule the filing these lawsuits out in a reasonable way so no one's overwhelmed and we can handle this efficiently. And this is what they turn around and do.
Robert Eglitz in Las Vegas, fascinating and troubling. I really appreciate your time this afternoon, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. This is WGN.